again for the second show of 2022. This is Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my dynamite co-host, Miss Tiffelbot. What's up with you this week, Tiff?
Not much. So you gave no indication that this had started. So like, I was like, I had to hold like in a burp in.
It's time to roll, man. It's time to roll.
You were like, fuck this. You guys, he literally was playing a game. He hit pause and he was like, well, we're back. And I was like, oh.
Indeed, that's the ultra professionalism that just oozes all over every place.
It was like a dark, what's that called when you like a hard cut?
Hard cut. Now here's the other thing. I don't know what show it is. I think it's 366. Maybe I don't know.
We'll fix it in post.
We'll fix it in
by segment. In post. We'll put it on the show notes. We'll have it right, like the little art. You have to hear it now, but it's fine.
Exactly, man. So, man. We got a pretty good show, man. So we have a little bit of news here. We have some Scott Pilgrim news for people who love that thing. And then we have a first look at She Is One Wolf or The Wolf or something.
So we're looking at, these are my show notes. So you can't blame him, but it's
Wolf Like Me. Wolf Like Me. I should have been paying attention to some other things. Also, Tiffelbot wanted to talk about some of the most anticipated things that we are looking forward to in the year 2022. I know my number one thing is taking off this damn mask and getting rid of this damn disease. But other than that, Tiffelbot,
I digress.
We have a list of things that we're going to talk about. Mine is consistently just movies that is going to be released. So
there. But you know, I don't get excited about that.
Yeah, no.
I do, but you know, I need more. Mm-hmm. A little more fuel in the fire.
Well, what'll get me more excited is hearing about movies highly anticipated coming to your nearest streaming service so I can stay the hell out of them theaters. So that would excite me the most. So we actually went to the theaters, man. We did. We went to go see the new Kingsman movie. So we're going to review, discuss that thing, and that'll be the show. Saying all that groovy things, you ready to roll?
Yes, sir.
Let's go. Okay, it's time for us to get busy and do our things. Before we do, let's tell the good people all of our social media platforms.
Absolutely. For everything Fans of Patrol, you can go to fansofpatrol.com. There you can email us at fans@fansofpatrol.com or get us on social media at Fans of Patrol on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Check out our Patreon, subscribe to our YouTube, and listen to us on your favorite listening platform.
Short, simple, and sweet, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, these are your notes. What do we got this week?
Yeah. You know, I kind of felt like it was a really, sometimes, especially in January, I feel, kind of hit like, it's not great out here. You know what I mean? We're all kind of waiting for summer, I guess. We're like in the summer lull.
It's cold in the house. The covers are bare. There's nothing. You keep looking.
I think you kind of like start to rehash shit. So you're like, yeah, we're talking about Batman again. I mean, it's almost time for Batman. Let's stop talking about it. So I pulled this story about Scott Pilgrim because it has been talked about for a long time. It was originally a movie by Edgar. I mean, it's a comic book, but he made the first like cinematic interpretation is this Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Have you ever seen it? You like that movie, right?
I've never seen it.
What? Why do I feel like I thought you liked it? Anyway, it's Edgar Wright, so you might like it.
Yeah, but I didn't like his last movie, so, you know.
Yeah, but you like, I'd say it's more favorable, like if you weighed them out.
Got you.
So, but it's a good movie. I think you would like it. But now they're making it into, it's been like, I think they've been talking about another, like some kind of release show or a movie for years, and now it's coming to Netflix as an animated show, which I know you're not in animation, and I was kind of thinking about this. I was like, if I wanted to watch Scott Pilgrim animated movie, I guess that maybe I'd read the comic book, but then I kind of thought about it, and there's been a lot of like anime, a lot of anime is just based off of comics, so.
So one thing, I'm not so sure how this thing is going to flow. Is this thing a complete rehash of just, you know, an animated version of the story, or is it like, you know, more?
Yeah, maybe. I would say that a lot of times, what's really weird, I think, like, as far as like the interpretation of like taking, like, okay, in Japan, you would take like some like manga and then make it into like usually maybe 22 episode or even less show, and that's all you get.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even if your comic book is really long or it just, it's a truncated version of the story usually. But then you get ones like Naruto or One Piece, where they just basically tell you exactly what it's like, you know, as it goes. It's comic for episode or whatever, like you're telling the whole story. I would be more interested in this if they didn't tell me the same thing I had already seen.
Well, I couldn't imagine them just giving us an animated, you know, version of that story. That would just be like, who cares, right? I mean, the movie mm-hmm. was good, the comic was out there, so it might be interesting to see what this is. And I've been actually saying I was gonna watch this movie for the longest time. It's turned into one of those things, you know, that
maybe we should do it for the Patreon.
Well, there we go, it's always something, right?
Oh yeah, now you have to do it. Yeah, now you're gonna be forced to make good on your promises. But yeah, I mean, I just thought, sure, I mean, if it's good, it's good, I guess. It doesn't really matter. I would also be willing, like, I'm just more interested in seeing something that hasn't been done before rather than the same stuff over and over again, I guess.
Yeah, because Lord knows, God in heaven, that we keep doing the same things over and over, that's for sure.
I thought you were going to say Lord of the Rings, and I was like, hell yeah, stop talking about that shit.
Oh, yeah, that's well, at least they're not doing the Fellowship of the Ring and stuff, so at least, yeah, it's more the same, but it's something else to explore.
Oh, I see how it is. I see the hoops we're willing to leap through for the things that we love.
No, that's what I'm saying about this Scott Pilgrim thing. Dragons. I'm saying the same thing about this Scott Pilgrim thing. You know, it could be more of the same, but just different stories, and that's cool, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, there was a game that people really liked, and that's cool, so maybe something like that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, before we move forward, man, it's no way in the world my blackness will let me move past the fact that Sidney Poitier passed this weekend, man, you know, mm-hmm. on Friday. You know, trailblazer, first black man on the planet, you know, to win an Academy Award and the dope movies that he was in. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, and so much more, Raisin in the Sun, just movies, and even newer movies. He was even doing some Amazon movies, and he was 99, you know, so, you know, we salute that trailblazer, one of my heroes, one of the smoothest black cats that ever put on a certain tie, so, you know, just, you know, farewell, sir. Mm-hmm. So, back on the scene, Tiff, what are we at here now? What else we got?
No, I was just going to say, To Stir With Love is great. I just didn't, like, when you were whole time we were talking about, my brain was like, could not get, as one, I was like, oh, it just caught me off guard because we were going to talk about Wolf Like Me. Right. Like, hold on. Right. So this show, Wolf Like Me, I don't know if it's going to be, like, I think it came out of nowhere, kind of. Like, it stars some people that people know. It's got Isla Fisher, Josh Gad. I mean, they're not super famous people, but they're not, you know, nobody.
I barely know who the hell Josh Gad is, and that's because he was in something in a minor role on something that I liked, you know. He's,
yeah,
so I know this thing is gonna come on Peacock.
Here's the thing, I'm not getting Peacock. I don't care how good it is.
I ordered Peacock that 1 month for Halloween Kills when we did that, because they put you know, a brand new movie on there, but I haven't seen anything else like that on there, you know, since. So,
but I think you'd have to be really into
network television
shows.
Yeah. So, speaking of this, so I watched this trailer, and you know, boys and girls, it looks like a single dad is, you know, who's living with his daughter. Daughter seems to be having some emotional problems. He seems to be struggling, and then they're in a car accident, and it's horrendous. Car goes.
Yeah, that was a pretty intense car accident in this fucking trailer for this.
That cost more than a whole. That's probably half the budget of the show for the year. And the car tumbles, and then all of a sudden, a woman who is clearly psychopath opens a door and calms his daughter down. You know, in a moment of, you know, a panic attack, which I wasn't impressed with, because look, psycho. I mean, she looks like a total psycho. You know, she's like, calm down. I'm like, whoa, bitch, get away from me. Who are you? You know. He gets out, and I'm looking at Josh Gad in this thing, and I'm like, oh, of course he, I mean, the cat ain't in the best shape, and he just looks like a lump, and I'm just like, why wouldn't he? Next thing you know, he's digging on this chick, and she's strange, and then she just takes off running in the middle of a conversation out the restaurant. Any normal person would be like, all right, that's this weird, I'm done.
Okay, since you're bringing that up.
Mm-hmm.
We've watched the whole thing. Does she have to leave when she gets horny? Is that when she turns into a werewolf?
Is it actually the fact that she becomes a wolf? Because I didn't even see no indication of that.
Okay, so the end, she's locked in one of those metal...
I thought she had locked him up in a metal thing.
No, she was locked. She locked her. That's why she's running. She runs and she closes the door. And then the last thing you see is him looking through the peephole at her. And she says, this is me.
Okay, I thought it was opposite. I thought he was in and she was out. Okay, mm-hmm. So let's say both instances. He's on a beach with her and she takes off running again, right? And he turns around like, shit, I'm tired of this. And I'm like, he's such a lump. Look at you. Dude, why are you digging on this psychopath? She's clearly unhinged, right? And you got this kid to protect. But he's like so lonely and just got to have somebody, you know? And so then, even if she's a wolf or just clearly a psychopath, why would you be putting your effort into this person? You got other priorities. And he's just like punch drunk, like desperate, want to, you know, just be with her. And that's what I got out of the trailer.
She's so cute, though. I would be, too.
Who was cute?
She's cute.
No, shit. You ain't cute when you got that crazy look in your eye.
Oh, you're cuter.
No, bullshit. I'm sitting there like,
yeah. I would actually do, like, when you watch this. So we're talking about this, and you guys probably think that it might be a comedy, especially because these are two comedic actors, and it sounds ludicrous, but the tone
of the
show seems serious. I'm sure there's probably some levity in it, but like it just seems it's by the same people who, like, some producers or whatever, like Big Little Lies and other things that are like more of that, like, ooh, what's this mystery?
No, so it's not meant to be funny or light or nothing like that. It has a serious tone, but when I'm just starting to look at some things different, and I'm looking at this thing, and I'm just like, ain't no way in hell. Look at that. Look at her. Do you know how many fine women back in the day would you be like, damn, she fine as hell, but she crazy? What the hell with that? Look at her. You know, it don't matter how good she looks. She crazy. Get away from her. You know, and he don't have that barometer. He's just like, whatever.
I'm interested late. To see. Yeah? I want to see. You're selling me on it. I'm like, yeah, this guy's into it. Like, watch it.
He was. He's just like a zombie. Like, I don't care. Cheeks, please. I just want cheeks. I don't want to be lonely. You know?
Like, who doesn't?
Look, I would rather him getting mesmerized over the cheeks than just not being lonely. He looks so desperate. I mean,
let's see what happens. Maybe there's a turn. I bet there's not a turn. Here's the thing. Most of the time, there's like, what? Like what they say, there's only five stories or whatever, and most of them are about people being horny.
Mm-hmm.
Deadly horny. That's what it's called.
Well, check this out.
Horny, comma, stupid.
You were looking at this like it was like a werewolf at the end. That's an interesting take on it. When I was looking at it, I thought he was locked up, and I was like, of course she locked you up.
Yeah, I do think, well, the only reason I think that, too, is because that's the buzz around it, is that they think she's a wolf. But probably given the pedigree of, like, Big Little Lies, whenever stuff like that,
yeah,
strikes me as like a very much a red herring.
Uh-huh.
By calling it wolf like me, they would maybe make you seem like it's about somebody who's a werewolf, but it's more like she's manipulative or secretive, or she's a little Red Riding Hood, she's got red hair, you know, like whatever.
I'm gonna tell you what's really going on.
Okay.
I told you she got that crazy ass look in her eye, right?
Mm-hmm.
She only thinks she's a werewolf.
Ooh, okay. No, see, listen, you keep saying that stuff, you keep making it better. Like, you're like, this sounds awful. Listen to this. It's like this. I'm like, yeah, it is like that. I want to watch it. And then you're like, wait a minute. She's not a wolf. She's insane. I'm like, hell yeah.
So this guy, he goes afterwards, and I'm making this up now, and he, you know, he wants to join the gym and get himself in shape because he's, you know, he's a lump. And he's at the gym talking to his homies, and he's like, guys, I really love her, but she thinks she's a wolf. I don't know if we can get past this. And they're just looking at her like, goddamn, dude. She thinks she's
no.
Wait a minute. A wolf, 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 like a wolf? Like an owl? Yeah, yeah, like an owl. he just sticks with it.
Oh, my God. Of course he will.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got to watch it. I'm a certain limited. It's not going to be like... I don't think it's the kind of show that they're like, we're going to have 17 seasons. It's going to be like one season, like a limited series or two seasons maybe.
Yeah.
That's it. I can commit to that, but I'm not paying for Peacock.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Speaking of Wolf, mm-hmm. did you ever mm-hmm. watch that show? You weren't on it that day. We were doing Wolf. I had Mark and
Werewolves Within.
Yeah. Did you ever see that?
Yeah, it's not very good.
Oh shit, the hell with you. I love that movie. And I think it would have I think it would have been a way better, like, you know, Netflix show. You could have stretched that story out for a long time.
I agree. See, sometimes I think that it wasn't bad. It was just a little bit more than I wanted it to be. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, I just so, but I do think sometimes you're right. Like, rather than it being like a show or a movie that is too long, it's like too short. You haven't given it enough room to breathe, and so like some of it feels rushed. Do you know what I mean?
A bunch of them scenes could have been episodes. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It was like, you really...
They got to that house so fast because the impetus or whatever, like the exciting parts of the movie are kind of instigated by that deep enclosure. But imagine if that had been like the third episode.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They really, I think they blew it on that one. Just speaking of werewolf, y'all, that's how I'm trying to bring it back in, because it just made me it made me think of that. And you know, and I was like, wow, that really would have been a good TV. I could have been invested in that for a while, you know, because
I think so too. I think you're really right. Like, even if they had done like a limited series, I think a lot of times we don't, well, I mean, also it's potentially like, hey, this never got optioned. This is my only chance. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather have it exist than not. Then it's better that it exists imperfectly than that it doesn't exist at all.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. It would have to be a big movie that we're going to do that I really want to see. And I will do it. I will pay for the damn month of the damn thing for a movie. Because I want to be at home, y'all. The hell with the theater. It's done with me. I don't want to go back to the theater, Tifflebot. It's just not safe. I don't like it. I don't like the mask.
You guys, it's not the masks. Don't listen to him. If we were perfectly pandemic-free, Montego would be like, somebody in here is eating a fucking hot dog.
You're right. You're right. You're 100% right.
I know.
And the masks just makes it worse. You know, it's just something else to complain about.
Even if we're all on edge, obviously, and you're going to the theater and you just want people to stay away from you, and they don't. Go away.
They don't.
Like, why would you do that? So we went to the theater, and we went to a theater that didn't have assigned seats. And
Perfect. Yeah. I want that back.
Every time someone sat next to us, I said, Holy shit. And I got up and moved. I vocally was angry. So they knew that I was moving because of them. I did it 3 times. So they all watched me move multiple times.
Hey, I'm not mad at you. I don't want to breathe you in. I don't want to smell you, man. I don't want to be around you. No way.
I don't want to. Here's the thing. Even before, you're right. Even before, my preferred movie going experience at the theater is to be away from you.
Yeah. Me too.
My preference is to go to an empty theater. When I go, do you guys remember that? Remember when you used to be able to go to a movie because sometimes you could go at an odd time because movie theaters could run movies at more odd times, and you'd go at like 2 or 3 and there'd be nobody.
Or just you and that child molester who's hiding out waiting for the kids to come out of school and stuff, you know?
No. Jesus Christ, we've gone dark. Fans of Patrol Dark. Jesus Christ.
You're like, look at that weirdo over there. You know, he's just waiting for the schools to get let out.
You know what's really weird is we went a few years ago, they had a special showing of Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, wow.
They just had like one night we're showing Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, they do that.
Me and my, yeah. But the weird thing is that there's a couple theaters here in town that do it all the time. Like, once a month, they do, like, Flix, so it's once a month, does this stupid, like,
yeah,
hey, we're doing Best Friends movies, and so they'll show Best Friends movies from the 80s and 90s and shit, like Ferris Bueller's Day Off, for instance. Anyway, so they were showing this movie at a really run-down piece of shit theater, not even like a, hey, it's an old classic, just like the theater I worked in high school, actually. So I go there, fucking, it's just us, like me and my couple friends, and one guy.
Mm.
Just one guy by himself. It was so weird.
Because that's your potential Hannibal Lecter right there. So I tell you, it's always a weirdo in there, like, in the middle of the day.
He definitely thought that there was going to be nobody else.
Mm-hmm. He was going to be sitting there eating his hand while watching the movie.
He would be like, you know, hole in the bottom of popcorn, weird ass bullshit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. We digress, y'all. Anyway, so that's a no for probably both of these for me, Tifflebot. I don't want to.
I would say cautiously, like, if for some reason I could access them for free, I'd look at them.
Interesting. I'm behind on so much stuff that I really like, so I know I ain't.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just you know, it's a curse and a blessing to have a lot of content, isn't it?
Yeah, because I grew up in with 3, 5, and 8, ABC, NBC, CBS, and this shit just overwhelms you now. No, but it's cool. I've been trying to get through my little list of movies and stuff, and been, so it's nice to have some.
Do you have
to watch
your list written down?
What do you mean, of stuff that I want? No, just to watch. No, it's just always, you know, I turn it on, I'll be like Netflix, and it shows season 3 of Lost in Space. I'm like, oh damn, I forgot about that. And
oh
then,
dear.
And then there's Windmills of Time. Oh damn, I forgot about that. You know, it's like always something. Oh, Lock and Key, second season. Oh damn, I ain't watched that yet. That's the, you know, that's where I'm at. Oh, Hannah, season 3, it's on too. On.
You are really got a lot going on over there.
Yeah, that, and all this shit is real. I'm like, this is all.
Yeah, I know for sure.
Yeah, and that's why I guess I'm starting to appreciate the way Disney and Amazon is releasing stuff per week, because, you know, I watched the second season of Boba Fett, and I was like, yeah, you know, and so it's kind of giving me a time frame, because with those shows, if you don't watch them, all the piece of shit people out there who just love spoiling stuff, they're gonna, and it's not even just the people. Some of these whack-ass websites are doing this stuff now, too, you know? It's like... Mm-hmm. The first season of Boba, the first show of Boba Fett, it's like one of those websites, I think it was Comic Book, had Boba Fett crawling out of the picture of him crawling out of the Sarlacc saying, you know, Major so-and-so revealed. And I'm like, why would you do that? Why would you do that? You know, I had no idea they was going to show him crawling out of the Sarlacc. Why did, you know... Spoilers for anybody who haven't watched that, sorry.
You're like, why do people do this? Why do people do this? And then you're like, this happens next.
Right.
Although, to be fair, it's been a while. It's been a couple.
It's been, this is the second week that it's out, but I was just like, yeah. That shit like that just bugs me. Anyway, I'm in a shitty mood today, y'all. And I don't know why.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Anyway, that's it, Tiff. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with our most highly anticipated movies of 2022. We'll be right back. Alright, we have returned, and interim, just about, I was, you know, looking at some of the things on television, and damn it, anyway, but we're doing movies, because there's a lot of good shit coming on TV. So, Beth, if this is your first time listening to the show, thank you, man, really appreciate it. We take this middle section a lot of times, and we do different things. You know, we do countdowns, we do one shots where we just watch one episode of a TV show, we discuss a bunch of things, we play games, and we have fun. This time we're doing 2022's most anticipated movies. And they're in, I don't believe they're in any particular order, because they were just coming. I think I know what's on my list is at the top, so I'll save that for last.
Ooh, I did more than movies, and you know why.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that's fine. So I did movies, you did a little mix, razzle-dazzle. So I guess I'm talking, I can start, right?
Yeah.
So... What is I'm anticipating Fantastic Beasts. I know it's coming out soon. I have been enjoying the Fantastic Beasts. I've been enjoying it. I like that world. And I saw the trailer in the theater yesterday, and I was like, 100% more of that. So there you go, Tifflebot. And I know you don't give a shit.
No. That, I mean, like, yeah, J.K. Rowling is a pile of garbage.
Yeah.
Hot garbage.
Yeah.
But I also, you're right, I don't care about that, and I am not anticipating that at all. So I'm putting on my stuff, I put, I guess, oh, you're keeping your, like, your number, your most anticipated for last, is that what you said?
Just the last. The rest of these are just, and to be quite honest with you, just looking at my list, that was probably my least most anticipated, just because.
I get it, that's my least most anticipated.
Yeah.
So I have to say that, like, my most anticipated, like, media, oh no, well, so I, oh, I'm doing this opposite, save that one. I also start with Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, that's on my list also.
I knew it would be on your list.
Yeah.
Is it high or low, do you think? I mean, no, we're not really doing it.
But. It's probably in the middle there. It's,
sure.
It's not at the top, but... I really like Doctor Strange, and I've got just getting him in the Spider-Man movie was, you know, great, and just like got you wanting more. So, what about you?
I think that's actually pretty high for me. I just really like that character, and I think that it's gonna get us into the next level, right? Our next arc in the MCU.
Yeah, yeah. I just saw Spider-Man again yesterday. My daughter wanted to go, and so we went and saw it again, and I got a lot more out of the movie the second time around, man.
So the next thing I'm like really looking forward to, I would say, is, do you remember we talked about the unbearable weight of massive talent?
Hell no.
It's the movie where Nick Cage plays Nick Cage.
I do remember that. Yes.
Yeah, I want to see that really badly.
Really?
I've had good experiences with movies where, breaking the fourth wall or being self-aware. Like, I think JCVD, which is stars Jean-Claude Van Damme, is very good. It's him as him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What did you ever see? Being John Malkovich?
Yes.
I used to see it in a video store, because that's how old that movie is, for years, and I was like, what the hell? No way I'm watching that. You know? Okay, so in no particular order, I am looking forward to the new Black Panther movie.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah.
I am and I'm not. Because we, you know, rehashing the whole argument, you know, or disagreement that, you know, Marvel decided not to recast Chadwick Boseman, you know, and of course, the only thing they could do if they don't recast Chadwick Boseman is make Siri, you know, the Black Panther, like they did in the comic book for a year. But I still think it's a mistake. Black people deserve our Black Panther, T'Challa. We love T'Challa. Chadwick was cool, but he was not T'Challa, y'all. Shit, he was an actor. Please recast that damn role. So yes, I'm looking forward to it, but not like I would have been, even if they would have recast it, you know, even this thing, you know, at this time around, it would have just been like, okay, you know. So I'll tell you what they're gonna do though, Tiff. He's gonna have an accident in the suit, right? And then she's gonna take over, and then when he comes out, they're gonna be like, he's so disfigured, we had to do something, sure, to his face and shit,
surgery.
right, some shit like that. And but they don't want to do it all at once and stuff, and cheapen it. So they're gonna try to write something really good.
When I thought you said he had an accident in his suit, I thought you were making a. I thought you were like, he pooped his pants. And I was like, huh, what a weird thing to be saying at this time.
No Tifflebot. Not me.
He was wearing the suit and then he gets hurt. Yes.
Yeah.
So my next most anticipated thing, or whatever, right, no particular order, which I think is hard for us, is a show coming out on Starz called Shining Vale. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's got Courtney Cox in it, and she moves to a town because she's trying to, like, save her marriage, but she moves into, like, this potentially, haunted house, so it's like a horror comedy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know I love a horror comedy.
You like Courtney Cox too, shit.
Do I?
Seems like you do.
It's not. I don't hate her. I guess I just really thought
about it. It's not the first time her name has come out of the show.
What's that cougar show?
Oh yeah,
Cougar Town.
Something like that. Hey,
Cougarville.
A damn cat is moving my microphone. Go on somewhere, animal.
Behind the scenes. So what's your next most anticipated?
Believe it or not.
Wait for it, guys. Believe it or not,
The Flash, DC.
Oh, okay. You know what? That is kind of a surprise, because that whole thing has looked like shit.
Well, nope. I disagree with you, because the whole thing has not looked like shit.
So it looks like garbage.
Shazam was great. And that's,
no, I'm talking about The Flash itself.
Well,
as portrayed.
The
You're right.
The suit sucks, but. They really got me with the 4 hour Zack Snyder thing, because they really, you know, gave a lot of credence and a lot of time to The Flash and Victor Stone, the, you know, cyborg. And they made the stories better. They made me like characters who I did not like in the first movie. You know, that movie, the more and more you think about the original Justice League, the more of a train wreck doesn't even do it. And, that 4 hour movie, even though, you know, and they were smart enough to put it in episodes, so you didn't have to watch 4 hours. You could have treated it like a series, because they broke it up. And I started liking the Ezra Miller Flash from that, you know, point of view. So if you give me more of that, especially Michael Keaton and the Batman and all the time traveling stuff that's going to be going on, I am super looking forward to it. Yes! More of that! So, what is your next one?
Boo, and my fucking phone turned off. That's how long it took you to tell me that stupid story about the Flash. So, the next one I want to talk about, speaking of Courtney Cox, Scream 5.
Really?
Oh, hell yeah. That comes out this week, and I can't wait.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
What? Why? This list was hard enough for me to come up with. That I am anticipating. This list was hard to come up with. So that's why I got to mix all this stuff because I'm so picky. But that is maybe closer to the top for me.
Really? Yeah. I watched Scream 1 and it was fine. You know, people were really into it. You know, it was just okay. I mean, it was fine. I saw Scream 2 because, you know, there was hype behind it. And I was like, man, that's god awful. And I never watched another one, you know. And so, you know.
I think maybe you should go back and watch Scream again.
I mean, it was okay.
First one, because you're more into horror now, even though that, I mean, it's not super scary or anything.
No, it wasn't. And I don't know. We can do it. I don't care, but I'm not. Oh my gosh.
He's like, you know what is fantastic? Ezra Miller's The Flash. You know what is terrible? Classic horror film Scream.
No, I didn't say it was terrible. I said it was fine. You know, I'm, as far as horror movies go, it's not in my my repertoire and stuff. You know.
Oh my god.
So anyway.
Yes.
Where am I at? Oh, I know where I'm at. Into the Spider-Verse, Tifflebot.
That comes out this year?
That's what the stuff said. That's what the...
That's intense.
That's what the research showed. So, you know, it was on the list for 2022. So, I thought it was later, but the hell with that. If it comes out later on this year, that's great, man. You know? Mm-hmm. And more of that, I can watch that universe forever. It was just great. What about you? What's next on your list?
I didn't write them in order like a ding-dong, so I'm trying... Should we talk about Black Adam?
Oh, that's on your list?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and the reason is because this is purely because it has been talked about for so fucking long.
Yeah, like 8 years.
I want to know. First of all, I want to see something that people have literally not been able to dish up about for years and years. And second of all, I'm kind of like in this place where I'm like, get it off the plate.
I can feel
that. Do you know what I mean? Get it out of here.
And see, for those reasons, for having anticipation for it, I could see that. But I went past Black Adam, and I was like, I could give a shit, you know, and I just kept rolling, you know.
Shazam is so good. That's why I was like, I'm giving it the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, Shazam is good. And I'm not saying the movie's going to be bad. It's just that, man, they have shot the wad.
Oh, you're saying, like, listen, you said it was going to happen this many times, I'm over it.
Yeah, so for so long. I mean, before any of those other movies, I think right after Batman v Superman is when they started talking about the Black Adam. And it was like, okay, cool. And then, you know, 5 years later, you're like, what the hell? I don't care. You know, and then they even showed this little half-assed trailer, and I don't care, you know. So if it comes out, of course, I'll see it, and maybe they'll win me back, because that's one of my favorite villain complicated heroes in the DC universe. I really, really like Black Adam. But I'm tired of this shit, you know.
this is a really funny like motivation for our listeners. I'm really surprised that wasn't on there because you're the one who was talking about it for so long.
Well, no, I just because it got to the ridiculousness of the whole story was starting. This bit was funny to me. I was like, are we talking about Black Adam again? It's a year later. The shit still ain't came out. You know,
it's haunting us.
Right.
What's your next most anticipated?
Thor Love and Thunder. Looking forward to that. Definitely looking forward to that.
Good for you. Good for you.
I mean, what is the problem? The last Thor movie was great. Thor.
I know. I'm just like, why? I'm gonna mute this for a second.
Oh, okay. All right. No, I'm looking forward to it. I love the transformation of Thor from Thor Ragnarok. You know, that whole character changed in Thor Ragnarok and became, in my opinion, one of the most beloved Avengers since that movie. You know, the right director got a hold to it, and they followed that path even in the Avengers movies the whole time. And he's one of my favorite, you know, now. He's always been one of my favorite superheroes, but nobody gave a shit about Thor from Thor 1 and 2. You know, he was cool, but he just wasn't beloved, you know. And then after Ragnarok, everybody loves him now, you know. And that whole stuff they were doing with the Guardians of the Galaxy even made him more lovable. You're just like, oh my God. And when they made him Fat Thor, he was even more lovable. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Big time.
I just said this has not even been a thought in my mind.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. Your next one.
So I said the Boys season 3 is coming out in June. I'm excited about that.
Okay, yeah. I like the Boys. The Boys take a lot out of me when I watch it. I just
be like, I really like it. I like to feel bad.
I'd be like, right, because it just be so much. Like the last two episodes of this year, I think I had to take like a 2-month break
between the episodes.
I was like, woo, people exploding and shit, and I was just like, ugh.
Yeah, you just see a lot of like gore in there, I guess.
Oh my God. Yes, woo. Yeah, I have to take a break from time to time with that show. But I like it though. Don't get me wrong. I really do like it. Believe it or not, the hell with y'all. I'm looking forward to Morbius. Big time.
Oh no. Boo. Yep. Boo.
Yep. Boo. It looks great. It looks great. And you know, Jared Leto, he's going to find his niche one of these days. He's going to find that perfect character for him one of these days. And maybe it might be this one. It looked pretty good, man. The trailer looks good. And I'm not an ultra fan of the character, but, you know, they've been expanding the Spider-Man universe really sweet. You know, this is the high. They've actually been doing it kind of like the Marvel universe has done with the original. You know, they've been taking their time after they ruined so much. And now it's actually something that's pretty good. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to Morbius. What about you? What's next?
Very nice. So, for me, Morbius is like your Black Adam. Where, like, I was like, when I first heard about it, I was like, okay, cool. And I saw the first trailer and I was like, oh, boo. Then they started, like, talking about it more. I was like, okay, maybe. And then I'm like, can you just shove about it already? Every time I go to a movie, anytime at any movie, I feel like they show a Morbius trailer.
Yeah, they delayed it. Stop showing me. I'm surprised they delayed it before Spider-Man came. You know what I'm saying? I figured they would have.
Yeah.
Unless it's some kind of timeline that it, you know, it comes after Spider-Man. Because he makes a Venom joke in that movie, you know. He tells you know, it's like,
he's like, oh, I'm Venom.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know. I still want to. I'm have a great anticipation for it.
I mean, I'm going to have to see it either way, obviously.
Yes.
Someone else is pulling the strings here. So my next most anticipated thing is The Black Phone.
The hell is that?
That horror movie with Ethan Hawke and the phone in the basement.
I am not familiar with that.
Too. Yes, I made you watch it. There's like the kids get kidnapped and then the kids help him escape when he answers the phone on the wall.
Oh, yeah. I didn't remember the name. I remember something with Ethan Hawke. Yeah, very interesting. Wow.
Yeah, very scary, I guess, you know.
It looks dark, that's for sure.
That's like an area, yeah, that it's deeply uncomfortable. So that's my next most anticipated thing.
Okay, so my next one is not even really real. It's Jurassic World, and I'm only anticipating that because it's like my daughter's favorite genre.
Is the dinosaur movies?
Well, not even genre. She loves Jurassic Park.
The old ones franchise.
And the new ones, yeah.
Sure.
And so I thought about it. I was like, I don't think I really give a shit, but she does, so I care. So that's kind of my cheat.
That's your cheat one, your squeaker?
That was my squeaker just to get a list of 10 since I had got nine.
Get me to 10. So my next most anticipated thing is a video game called Stray.
Oh, I heard that's the cat.
That's the cat. I'm interested in it not just because it's about cats, because whatever, but yeah, I love cats. But it's cyberpunk, which is a genre I like, and it's like an exploratory kind of cyberpunk where, like, I like to look at things a lot in video games. I'm not always very super good at. I will play a video game and try to beat parts I'm not good at because I like the storyline and I like the world.
Yeah.
But I'm not necessarily super good at some things, like, you know, like, for instance, in a game like Fallout.
Yeah.
I would be very bad at the shooting parts.
But the exploring stuff, you can find everything.
But I want to do that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I would force myself to get better at those parts just so that I could get the other part. But this kind of game kind of cuts out some of the, maybe the parts would be harder for me. It seems like more like puzzles and exploration.
Yeah. It looked cute. I remember that.
It looks cute.
Yeah. So my last two are actually real. They are most anticipated. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Pattinson Batman, man. I am Man, I am super stoked for that. It looks like it has everything I want in a Batman. I like the lack of technology. I like the old school look and feel. I like the grittiness, the violence. It looks phenomenal. And every time I see another trailer, it's like, this just looks better and better. And the hell with Edward being Batman, because if Michael Keaton can pull off Batman, Bruce Wayne, then anybody can. So, but except for George Clooney. Anyway, it looks fantastic. And the more I see, it's just like, this looks badass. And so, yes, more of this. And I hope the trailer doesn't disappoint. So that's my number two. I got one more big one. What you got?
Okay. So, yes, my number two would be Everything Everywhere All at Once, which is that film that I sent you a trailer for that we watched. Yeah. It's the Daniels, the same directors that did Swiss Army Man, which I really like and everybody hates.
Yes.
But this film, I think, like, people have been excited to see, and I also am.
Okay. All right. Wow. Y'all see the taste in the list, y'all. You know, it's different with us. I'm surprised we had one in common on this thing, you know.
Hey. Hey.
So, my last one is Top Gun Maverick, man.
Ooh, I saw that, and I knew. I was like, fucking Montego's gonna put this on his list. Here it comes.
I am looking forward to Maverick. Holy shit, I'm looking forward to it.
You were so excited about that movie even before. Like, when it first got announced, you were like, woo!
Yeah, and you know something? Top Gun, but yeah. I know it's a thing that was it shined at its time in the 80s. And it was really, really good for that time. And if you was to do the exact same movie now, exactly like that, it would not work. It would be just a cheese fest. None of the characters would be, you know, complex enough. It just wouldn't work. But then when I heard what Miles Teller was going to be, Goose's son, I was like, oh, not excited about that. I was like, who cares? No, don't do that. But, you know, they're doing it, whatever. But after I've seen the trailers, it doesn't even look like he's that pivotal of a character.
Yeah.
And the way they have change Maverick, you know, from the 80s to in real life being, you know, now a little, seem like a little surlier, a little rougher and gruffer. It works, man. And the shots that I've seen in the trailer was just enough that it was like, okay, the movie evolved with the times. Yes, more of this. And I hope that I don't get in the theater and it's more like, woo, great balls of fire. I'll be like, oh, God. No, they didn't.
Yeah, you're
creeping
you, man. You're going to be in there and it's going to be garbage.
Oh, no. I got a feeling it's going to be great. I got a feeling it's going to be great.
It's garbage. That's fine. Who knows, you know?
Yeah. So that's my list, Tiff.
Yes, but it's a very good list.
Indeed.
So my last one is actually a video game. I really want to play this video game. And we talked about it on the, I think, last year.
Halo, just playing.
No, oh, dear God. Do you remember when we talked about the game Redfall, where you are fighting vampires and it's like, it's a four-player cooperative game.
Yes.
Or you can play solo, but it's like a spiritual Left 4 Dead successor, and I love Left 4 Dead. It's one of my favorite games to play.
It looked a lot
super
like...
super bad at it.
It looked Bad for Blood. They looked similar to me. But it did look really good, Tipplebot.
I want to play that.
They're like, you're vampires too, right? Something like.
I think you have power. I don't know if you're a vampire or not, or maybe some of you. It's, you know, it was. You're just. I know that some of you are magicians, or maybe you're all magicians.
No, some. Okay, so some kind of powers, right?
Or witch? Maybe witches?
Yeah. So yeah, it looked great, Tiff. So. You're taking a chance with video games. That shit might not even...
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Okay. When I was making this list, I thought it was funny because I think for the first time during the pandemic, people who were not familiar with the way that video games sometimes work got a little taste of it because movies or things that they had anticipated were like, actually, you're going to have to wait on that.
Yeah.
And that happens all the time in video games. Like, there, not only does it happen where they're like... You get shit like a playable demo, and then that game might never exist.
That has happened.
Do you know what I mean? Like
that has happened.
So there's a lot of like really disappointing things that happen in like video game fandom, shit gets bought up, shit gets destroyed, people run out of money. It's insane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's the worst feeling in the world when that shit happens. You're like, you bastards.
So sometimes when they're like, this game is being delayed, you're like, it's fine as long as it's still going to come. Like, but like with these movies, people are like, this is bullshit.
And it never comes.
Yeah. Yep, just yep, goodbye, goodbye. As Glinda floats away in her bubble, goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye. So that's it, man. That's our list, you know. That's
a long one. Sorry.
Yeah, it's all good. You know, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. So we're going to take our final break. We're going to come back with our review discussion of The King's Man. We'll be right back.
Man.
All right, man, we're back. The King's Man 2021. Yeah, it did come out the last weekend before Christmas.
Did it?
Yeah, rated R. It came out the same day as The Matrix. So, same release day. 2 hours, 10 minutes, action-adventure comedy. In the early years of the 20th century, the Kingsman Agency is formed and stands against the Cabal plotting a war to wipe out millions. Directed by Matthew Vaughn, who has done the first two Kingsmen. So, you had me with Matthew Vaughn. So that's it. Who's in this movie, Tiff?
Ralph Fiennes.
Mm-hmm. Voldemort.
Gemma Arterton.
Yes.
Reese Ifans.
Yes.
Matthew Good.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hollander.
Yeah. No relation.
Harris Dickinson. Yes. Daniel Bruhl. I mean, Jimon Hansu.
Yes. That's what I was waiting
on. I was like, where is he? Yeah. And then like a whole bunch of other people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Daniel Brahe was in this, you know, Baron Zemo himself.
Barely. He's barely in it. When I saw him, I got so excited. Me too. Yeah, I love him. And then he's like barely in it. I was like, you sons of bitches.
Yeah, me too. I was like, ah, more Zemo.
I was duped.
Oh, shit. So let's hit those spoilers. No. Now, well, we can hit the spoilers first. We're going to go backwards. And then now it's time for one. Word! Tiff, go ahead, destroy it. One word.
Horrible.
There you go. I knew that was gonna happen.
Horrible. But that's the thing is, you know, I like these movies, and this one is horrible. And here's the thing: you know, in your heart of hearts, it is horrible because you knew I was gonna say horrible, even though you know I like them.
So well.
Let's hear it. What's your word?
My one word is convoluted. And I say but I still liked it. I don't give a damn.
It's not good.
I still liked it. It just got a little convoluted in the middle and got a little lost. But then...
when we hit spoilers, I'm going to tell you something.
Yes.
What? Are we hitting spoilers?
Oh, spoilers already gone.
Oh. So here's the thing. The whole first half of the movie is useless. You could have literally done everything the first half of that movie does by saying... You could have 10 minutes where you show the son die in war, and then you could have the picture of the mom on the thing and already know, and then be like, then we started the Kingsman.
Well, for me,
whole first hour,
it was strange that the boy died the way he did. Let's get into it. We'll talk about it.
I actually thought that was my favorite part of the whole movie.
Oh wow! So let's get it started, man. So the movie goes way back, man. You know, and it's before World War One, and the mom is what the mom of what was the boy's name? I forgot his name.
Oh, I don't know. Annoying. That's his name.
What? Conrad was his name.
Conrad.
And we have the, you know, Orlando Oxford and his wife, and they're noble people, you know, and.
Oh yeah, see, this whole fucking movie is like. Sorry about colonialism. We feel really bad, but we're gonna keep doing it.
And so the wife gets murdered in the middle of the field, and the boy watches it. It's a pretty emotional scene. It's pretty bad. I was like, damn. So I felt bad for the little fella. Dad gets shot in the leg. Mom goes and gets shot by mistake. Even the assassin, and you know, the manservant kills the assassin. And next thing you know, we have a time warp. You know, she asks the father never to let the boy see war, and about time he's an adult, there's a war happening. I mean, shit is going bad. It's about to be World War One. nobody noticed. Now, one of the things I did like about this movie is all the historical characters. Because for a moment, I was like, wait a minute, is that supposed to be Mussolini? Wait a minute, is that supposed to...
Yeah.
So, it was... I dug it. And
so, this is like a... What do you want to say? Like an alternative history, I guess?
Yeah. It's
just a weird... It's just a weird vibe where some of it's real and some of it's not, obviously. But, I mean, like, obviously, but... what I mean by that is, like, some of it isn't even...
Yeah. Because... Being a history buff like myself, it had me sitting there like, wait a minute. Whoa.
Wait a minute. Some of it's, you know.
Did I get it wrong all those years? Like,
It's intense, you guys. You should not see it.
Oh, the hell with Tiff.
Anyway.
But it did get a little lost at times. And so.
Well, I guess, can you justify the whole beginning of the movie?
Well, I think it was a big misdirect. Not that I say I agree with it, because. This whole movie, I thought, I was like, uh-oh, they're just doing a version of X's story with, you know, a twist that, you know, back in the old-timey times. You know, I thought the boy, they were making this, I don't know who this actor is, never seen him before. Harris Dickerson, and I was like, they're going to make him X-y. He's going to be badass, you know. Because, you know, whatever, I guess we're supposed to root for him. But I know Ralph Fiennes is supposed to be the star. But, you know, sometimes they do that. And even though you saw some action scenes with Ralph Fiennes, and it turns out that he's not the star. And, you know, so we were watching the boy becoming a spy. And I was like, oh, so this is not going to be that good if they're just redoing this, but in old-timey times. So they get this order. You know, the boy, they go to the parade, and the boy wants to fight, and he, you know, bats the thing and saves the day. He saves the day twice, and then he decides to let him into his secret society where they're using all the housekeepers to, you know, be spies. Mm-hmm. And they're supposed to go kill Rasputin, and they have this intense fight with ballet and, you know, the bread, eating the cakes and shit. And he doesn't save the day. The efforts of the three men, you know, in that room, the Shola and the nobleman and his son, they fought like hell to kill this dude, you know. So I was like, after that scene, I was like, oh shit, okay, now this is how they're gonna start the Kingsman. They're gonna start talking, and
nope,
it probably would have been really boring if they would have did that, because it would have been so predictable. I mean, would you not agree?
I would have preferred them to not have told me two stories that felt stitched together. Like, I just don't...
That was true. That's why I said convoluted.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. But for me, like, there was no redemption in it, because, like, the fight scenes that I come to, like, watch this movie for were dispersed awkwardly throughout a fairly boring movie. And I was like, you could have made it less boring, more action, and a tighter film if you would have gotten rid of this whole first half of the movie, which seems to try to trick me into thinking that English, you know, like Western colonialism and imperialism is fine. Like, I mean, like that was weird to me, like that they were going with, like that he was like, you know, I am literally starting a thing called the King's Man, which would be to defend the choices that these nations have made, kind of, which is like, which normally I wouldn't care about or even pay attention to, because who gives a shit? But they make such a point of it in this movie that he's actually not a bad guy, that he knew that after he killed all those people in a foreign country that he should be contrite about it. And I was like, this is some bullshit.
Huh.
Like, why is this in here? Making me actually hate you when I feel like what you're trying to make me do is like you. You should take this out of here and just give me the stuff that I want, which is your stupid, fake, like, sort of a riff. It's like it's obviously a riff from James Bond. You can't deny that. But it's supposed to be, like, kind of, like, I guess, a younger, cooler, hipper kind of version of it, right? It's supposed to be, like, I've digested all this stuff and I've made this. This is my contribution to that.
The original movie, yes.
Yeah, but like, why even try to expand the universe into something like whatever this is?
Uh-huh. I didn't have a problem with it, but you have a point that they did do. Okay, so the scene with the party with the fight, I enjoyed the hell out of that. You know.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong. That's a good scene.
But it was, if you really wanted to do some cutting, you could have started it with that whole no man's land scene. You could have just introduced us to the son there, and you could have probably had us like catch up with letters to his father telling him what he did, And, yeah. You know, and then when he got shot, because when he got shot, I was like, what the hell is happening?
You know? See, no, I like that approach in the movie because, like, it's, remember how I always say, like, no matter what we're watching a movie, I'll be like, wouldn't it be great if, like, somebody put a gun to his head and then they shot him and that was the end of the movie? It's supposed to be, like, a 2-hour movie, but it's a 15-minute movie. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, when that happened, I was like, holy shit, that was so unexpected. I thought that was amazing. But I would have thought it was equally as unexpected and interesting if that would have happened 15 minutes into the movie rather than, like, that was like an hour in.
Yeah, it was halfway through the movie. And so it was a real big trick because I thought this is who they was trying to make, you know, be the star. Even though he was okay, but I wasn't, you know, really invested in him. I was more invested in Shola than anybody, I think. You know, we just, mm-hmm. I just liked him so much, you know what I'm saying? And also, I really liked Polly, man. You know, I like the two unlikely characters, you know, that had their little.
I kind of want to talk about not too much, but the absurd. I don't care about sexual gratuity at all in any film. This almost seemed offensive, and like they seemed like maybe they were making fun of people. It was all very strange. The whole Rasputin thing was weird, and I was like, I mean, it seemed a little bit like. I don't know what they were trying to do, but I was like, it seems almost like you're trying to make it like you're trying to like challenge me on what I'm seeing. Like, I dare you to accept this, but almost in doing that, it seems like an insult to the people that you're, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't know. It seemed offensive, but it doesn't matter. Even if it's not, forget about that. Right. There's just also just like weird sexual stuff in this movie, like that part. But then also the part where later she like, What sticky white substance is she covered in later? Like, what were they shooting? Was that cheese?
It was cheese. It was cheese.
She's like dripping in sticky white goo.
Oh God, Tiffelbutt, like, get out of here.
What? I was like, this movie is made by not even very good perverts.
Unimaginative. My mind never even went that direction. That's like,
how could I help it after what happened earlier in the movie?
Oh my
God. Like, I was just like, this, it all seems very strange. Somebody's really into this. Like, this man is making up and what I'm saying is unimaginative. I mean, give me something different.
So we had a specter like cabal that was you know, controlling the world. Mm-hmm. And they made it such a big deal of not showing his face in it. It really
oh God, what did you think about that reveal? I need to know.
It was my daughter saw it with me and she was like, I knew it. And I was like, I didn't care because that character was so inconsequential.
Yes, that's what I said. I was like, who cares? Like, why even bother to keep that from me? It might have actually been more interesting to reveal to me earlier that it was him and that he was playing both sides so that I knew.
Probably so, because he was not a force of a character. Now, if it would have been like Kitchinger, you know, his best friend.
Yeah.
You know, that would have been different. And I thought he was going to be the bad guy because he always plays bad guys, you know.
It would have even been better if, like, yeah, like you said, like, okay, like, what if he got there, right? And you think it's they've made you believe the whole time that it's the assistant, but the assistant's been actually trying to switch it and make sure that he gets killed. And so when you get there, you realize it's the other guy. That's a better bait and switch. Like, you're not even doing a very good job of what you're trying to do.
Yeah. It was, I could care less about who that guy was when they revealed it. I was like,
So like the part of this movie, so, like,
but the action in these scenes, was so good. I was enjoying the action. It was really, really good.
See, I think that we're on, you're just like more positive generally speaking about films. Like, we're on the same page because I enjoy those things, but you're taking it, whereas you're like, hey, I enjoyed that, they made it worth it for me. I'm like, all this other shit is taking away from that experience.
Well, I would agree with you 100% in that assessment that did make it worth it for me. And I can understand you completely that because that's what happens with you. It totally took it away.
It ruins it. Well, because, you know, okay, so there's another thing I noticed kind of about this movie. Is that it should have been called, I told my brother, this movie should have been called And Then, because, like, he's fucking, the plane crashes, and he fucking gets stuck in the wing. And then.
That was dope.
And then he gets caught on the side. And then the goat falls. And then he's climbing up the thing. I loved it. And then the goat. Yes! I was like, Jesus Christ.
No, I loved all of that shit, man. I was like, that was great.
In my opinion, he should have died right there, and then his I can only think of it as Merlin because they always called him. That's not his name.
Yeah, in the movie. He was Sola. Shola. Yes. Shola. Yeah.
I think that he should have been the one at the end to kill everybody. That would have been better.
Well, you got to have a rich white man star the Kingsman, man. Because I tell you one thing about this movie. Every time, like, they opened a door, like, at the Kingsman, you know, haberdashery, I was like, whoa, nothing. Open that door. Oh, nothing. I'm like, oh, damn. I was waiting for, you know, some secret door. They only had one secret door in the whole place. But it's, you know, it's 1919, whatever, yeah. You know. So
I have one question for you.
Yes.
Now that we've already kind of, like, established, how did you feel about, like, I called them the Planeteers, was his horde of villains where they're like, America, Germany,
yeah, the cabal, China. The cabal.
Just like, come on, guys. But, like, they had the ring, and then, okay, the one thing that kind of set me over the edge was that, like, this guy apparently makes cashmere from these goats that only he has.
Yeah.
And the audacity to give people to be like, here's a secret ring that lets everyone know that you're part of this. So that's also like, hey, everybody, look at me. But also, take this scarf, baby. I want everyone to know where you came from.
Yeah, yeah.
So they can find me.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
I mean, also, who's making the scarf? Where are they? What are they doing?
Yeah, I saw no textiles, that's for sure.
it was just a weird choice because it was such a cross. That's my thing is that, like, you yourself, the filmmaker, is saying, hey, notice this.
But hold up.
So I notice it, and then I go, why?
Yeah, that's true. But even in Kingsman 2, when you had the woman with her little drug dealer, island with the, you know, Kingsman does some silly shit sometimes that doesn't make any much sense.
I
mean,
that's fair. I think that happens in James Bond too. There's lots of silly James Bond.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
Villains or like a component of their
characters. But with James Bond, they were trying to be serious, you know, but
yeah, I think this one's obviously like homage stuff, but like, yeah. And I guess that's fine. But like, I was just like, that's weird. It's weird.
Yeah. So, you know, they have this big fight in this room where they're just shooting, mm-hmm. shooting. And, you know, the brother gets shot. I was like, you better not kill one of the few minorities in the
whole movie. I was worried about that, too. I was like, Jesus.
Right. So he gets shot. And the lady's downstairs. And they did get stuck up on top of that mountain. I don't know how the hell they're going to get off of that sucker.
That, okay, can I tell you that gave me literal anxiety? Yeah. I was like, how are they going to get down? I know. The most anxious part of the film for me is wondering how they're going to get off the mountain.
And it was just killing me that little punk-ass elevator was the only thing that, you know, the only
elevator.
I
wouldn't even get in there. Listen. No. Nope.
Them rickety sticks. Are you crazy?
Absolutely not.
With this one strong dude is the motor? No way. So, mm-mm. No way. So, you know, they say today, and, you know, the Kingsmen are born. It has some problems, but I still enjoyed myself, though. But it was mainly just because it was the Kingsmen, you know, especially, like, when every time I hear that score and stuff, I'm like, oh, I love it, you know. So, the good news is they're doing an XZ Part 3.
See, I would watch that.
Yeah, so they're going, you know, they've always intended to do it. I was actually surprised that they did this in between and didn't, like, delay it to, you know, the end of that, you know, what trilogy or whatever they're going to do with that.
I heard they were trying to make this into, like,
its own trilogy.
Have a sequel to it. Yeah.
I could see you doing it. You just have to have I thought the director was fine. The writing was the problem, you know.
But he wrote it, too.
No, I thought that two people wrote it. A woman and a guy wrote it.
He is part of that writing team.
Okay, well, he needs to stop and just keep direct.
No more for you.
Yeah, Carl says, what, Carl Gadusek? And they say Mark Millar. When I was in the theater, they showed the writers, and it was a man and a woman. You know, they showed them together. And I was like, huh.
Oh, Mark Millar and Dave Gibbons.
No,
he wrote the book.
Yeah, they wrote the
Matthew
book.
Matthew Vaughn wrote this whole screenplay, and he also directed it.
Mm. Yeah, the writing.
Oh, it says story by Matthew Vaughn, screenplay by Matthew Vaughn and Carl Gidjusik, and then directed by Matthew Vaughn.
Okay.
Anyway, boo.
Well, I don't say boo. I enjoyed it, but it was convoluted. It had problems. I excuse a lot to enjoy this. Let me just put it that way. So, there we go.
Perfect.
So, what are we doing Scream next week then?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Is that what we're doing? Hell yeah. Damn it. Hey, we got to do our countdown show too, man.
Oh, no, no. I don't want to think about what I did last year.
Yeah, so I guess after that, we'll do our top 100 or whatever we do.
Sounds good.
All right. So I'm the host, Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my dynamite co-host, Miss Tiffelbot. Say goodbye to the people. Tiff in 2022.
It's been a pleasure as always.
All right. And so until next week, y'all, we will be
on Patrol.